In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. The big, beautiful bill is out of the House and headed for the U.S. Senate.
House Republicans have narrowly pushed through President Trump's multi-trillion dollar tax breaks package. Speaker Mike Johnson says it's been a rough go.
There was a few moments over the last week when it looked like the thing might fall apart.
But the GOP united, and after last-minute concessions to hold out conservatives and warnings from President Trump, the House passed the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill by a single vote.
This is one big, ugly bill.
Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This reckless, regressive, and reprehensible GOP tax scam,
which he says will strip health care from millions of Americans in exchange for giving tax breaks to the wealthy. The bill now goes to the Senate, where the president's urging fast passage. But long talks are ahead, and the Senate hopes to wrap up its version by July 4th. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as an American citizen, I feel left out when it comes to these tax bills. I rarely feel like there's anything that benefits me, and I'm sure many of you feel the same way.
All right. I thought we didn't like big bills.
Yeah, I thought we didn't like this kind of stuff. But no, if it's this president, that a lot of people like it. But you know, there's a lot of BS in this, and a lot of people who don't need it are going to get big breaks. But that's very typical, and it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. It happens the same on both sides. All right. Some of the drastic DOGE cuts from the first few months of the year in the administration, they're being rolled back by the court system.
The U.S. Institute of Peace has retaken control of its headquarters 2 days after a federal judge said that the firing of its board and employees by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency was illegal. The Institute's acting president, George Moose, entered its headquarters Wednesday with private security for the first time since being escorted off the premises. The first attempt by DOGE to take over the headquarters led to a standoff. Members of Musk's DOGE group returned days later with the FBI and District of Columbia Metropolitan Police to help them gain entry. Moose says the goal now is to get back to work. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You know, they can say all they want that Elon Musk is not part of DOGE, but it's too late. I mean, he was part of DOGE and he was there. In fact, he's kind of disappeared, and I knew there was going to be a time, and I told you this, I knew there was going to be a time when Elon Musk was stealing too much of the spotlight. Plus, Elon Musk has realized that his public visibility in politics has hurt him business-wise. I mean, he still has a ton of money, but he's been kind of moved out of the way, and he's kind of moved out of the way himself. But he was involved in this. And what this tells me by these things being rolled back by the courts, it tells me is that there was just a haphazard mentality about just doing this and doing that and just wiping out certain things. And you can't tell me that DOGE, which is all about government efficiency, it's all about cutting back on government spending. You can't tell me that this is real when the president accepts the jet and it's going to cost at least $1 billion to retrofit the jet to become Air Force One. So there's so much waste that it doesn't make sense that you want to actually believe the BS about, well, we're saving money, we're cutting all these jobs. But then they find other ways to spend money. It's a mess. Well, the Education Department has been saved, for now.
A federal judge is blocking President Trump's executive order to shut down the Education Department. The ruling from a Boston court orders the department to reinstate employees fired in mass layoffs, which a lawsuit had said amounted to an illegal shutdown of the department. The ruling comes a day after Education Secretary Linda McMahon testified at a House hearing and got an earful from Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, who accused her of illegally freezing funds authorized by Congress and taking other steps to gut the department.
You are usurping Congress's authority and infringing on Congress's power of the purse, and you will continue to lose these battles in the courts.
The Trump administration says the layoffs are aimed at efficiency, not shuttering the department, which it recognizes only Congress can do. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
I love doing news briefs here because, you know, we can do whatever the hell we want. Two staff members of the Israeli embassy were killed in a shooting last night near the Jewish Museum in D.C.
Police in Washington, D.C. say two staff members of the Israeli embassy were gunned down as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum Wednesday night. Israel's foreign minister identifies the victims as Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram. Witness John Ellison tells Sky News he saw a man walk up to the couple near the Jewish Museum, and then he heard gunshots.
And he ran inside and yelled something. I couldn't make it out what he said. He just ran up. It was terrible.
At a news conference carried by WJLA, Yahiel Leiter, Israeli ambassador to the United States, said Leshinsky and Milgram would have been planning a life together had they not been killed.
The young man purchased a ring this week with the intention of proposing to his girlfriend next week in Jerusalem.
The suspect is identified as 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. Police say as he was taken into custody, he shouted, "Free, free Palestine." Donna Water, Washington.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers in select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
I still think hate for Jews in general, something that was part of the KKK, is irrational in this country. The U.S. Mint is moving forward with plans to get rid of the penny.
Penny collectors, beware. The U.S. Mint is moving forward with plans to kill the coin. The U.S. Mint made its final order of penny blanks and is planning to stop producing the coin when those run out. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump announced that he had ordered his administration to stop production of the one-cent coin. A Treasury Department employee says they're expected to save about $56 million through reduced material costs by stopping penny production. production. Fans of the penny say its usefulness in charity drives and relative bargain in production costs make it worth saving. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
All right, five pennies make a nickel. Nobody's talking about getting rid of the nickel. So you got five pennies, you got a nickel. I don't get it. I mean, I know they're kind of annoying in some ways, but again, five pennies adds up. All right, the Supreme Court was deadlocked on a case that would have had massive implications from our founding fathers' vision of the separation of church and state.
The U.S. Supreme Court has decided that a Catholic charter school in Oklahoma cannot be funded with public money. The Catholic Church in Oklahoma had wanted taxpayers to fund St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, and it would have been the nation's first religious charter school. But opponents said allowing public funding would blur the separation between church and state, take money from public schools, and possibly upend the rules of governing charter schools in almost every state. The justices' vote was 4-4. Justice Amy Coney Barrett didn't explain why she was absent from the vote, but she is good friends with a law professor who's been an advisor to the school. The issue could go before the high court in the future. Donna Warder, Washington.
All right, there was more, I guess we could call it interesting testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. Rapper Kid Cudi testified that Diddy broke into his home and then torched his car.
Kid Cudi's turn on the witness stand in Sean Diddy Combs' trial comes after George Kaplan, a former personal assistant to Combs, finishes testifying about cleaning up alcohol, drugs, and baby oil after sex marathons. Last week, Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie testified Diddy threatened to blow up Kid Cudi's car and hurt him after he learned she was dating the rapper, known for songs like Day and Night.
Day and Night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind.
Prosecutors are looking for Kid Cudi to bolster their claims of racketeering against Combs, who they say ran a criminal enterprise built on threats and violence. He denies the charge along with sex trafficking charges. At federal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Yeah, and at the Diddy trial, the jury saw images for the first time showing his ex-girlfriend injuries that were apparently caused by Diddy. And an exotic dancer known as the Punisher. Yeah, okay. And now we welcome to the main stage, the Punisher. Yeah, I'm giving her a couple of bucks. Okay, she told, at the trial, she told the jury that Diddy paid her $2,000 to take part in a freak-off with Combs and his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Shayra Hayes, 51 years old, said he poured baby oil all over himself and Cassie during the scene. And this happened at the Trump International Hotel in New York City in 2012. Now, look, I'm assuming Trump didn't know about this. So this is no reflection on Donald Trump. Combs watched apparently the whole thing while he took care of his own business. See, I know some of you have just picked up the kids from school, those who are still in school, so I want to be gentle about this. Diddy Combs watched the whole thing as he took care of business himself, wearing a veil to disguise his identity. Cuckoo. And that's it for Look at Scoots News Briefs.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Ioniq 9 is available in extremely limited quantities at select dealers and select states only. EPA estimated range based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors.
When you create a category of SUV, you focus on improving upon it. The large traditional premium utility Lincoln Navigator SUV is all new for 2025. Inspired redesign, both inside and out, is met with a class-exclusive heated powerful third-row bench seat and the class-exclusive Lincoln Splitgate. Experience what it's like to have your wellness placed at the center of it all. Discover it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer. Lincoln, the power of sanctuary. Class is large traditional premium utility.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.